From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Do you get a pay raise every year? Some companies are rethinking that practice. More in a moment.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Annual pay raises are the norm for many workers, but some firms and pay experts are now questioning the practice of giving annual raises to nearly all staffers. Joining us to talk about this is Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Emma Silverman. Rachel, why are these companies having second thoughts on annual raises?
There are a bunch of reasons. It's sort of a perfect storm for annual raises right now. The first reason is that for at least the past 5 years, really since the economic recovery, annual pay increases have stayed flat at about 3% year over year. So workers are still getting raises, but they've really only been getting 3% raises every year. And within that 3% range, managers are finding it's really, really difficult to differentiate between really good performers and really, you know, average or even not so good performers. So, you know, if somebody's getting a 2%, if an average performer is getting a 2% raise and a great performers getting a 3% raise, it's not really that motivating. So that's kind of one reason. And the other reason is that companies are really turning towards other mechanisms to try to spur performance. They're really turning towards bonuses, which don't accrue year over year on payroll. So they can give, say, like a 10% bonus to a really strong performer, but that they don't have to give that 10% bonus to that same worker the next year, so it doesn't accrue on his or her payroll.
So
a lot of employers are turning towards that.
So if workers, if one worker gets a 10% bonus 1 year, and for some reason hasn't quite measured up, he or she may get a 5% bonus or an 8% bonus the following year.
Yeah, or nothing.
Or nothing.
I mean, right, and it's much easier to take away a bonus. There's no expectation that a bonus is delivered year over year. Where, at least in most jobs, of some industries, there is that expectation, like in investment banking, but in most industries, there really isn't that expectation. Whereas if your salary goes up by, say, 2 or 3%, it's very rare for a company to take that away. I mean, companies do have pay freezes or they even have pay reductions, but that's usually in really extraordinary circumstances, like a big economic recession.
Sure. Is this supposed to benefit companies more, or is it supposed to benefit workers more? I imagine companies are not doing this totally out of a sense of altruism.
Oh, no, absolutely not. This is certainly a good deal for employers. It means that employers can really use this to try to motivate better performance for their workers. They're trying to kind of get rid of what some managers see as an entitlement culture that in some companies, employees just sort of expect that their salaries are going to go up year over year. And, you know, if they're kind of a steady eddy, they're not like a superstar, kind of expect their salaries are going to go up. And employers are really starting to question that deal and say, you know what, your salary is actually really only going to go up if you deliver and if you do a really, really good job. And that's still a controversial position. You know, not, yeah, certainly not every company is doing this,
sure,
but that's kind of the direction that some employers and the pay consultants that advise them are turning towards.
Has the idea of larger and more frequent bonuses caught on in any meaningful way? I suppose we should talk about companies at this point. What companies are there that are thinking about it or are experimenting with it?
Yeah, so probably the most famous company that is thinking about it, and they haven't actually taken any action, but GE is really starting to question how it pays its workers. And for GE, like many other companies, this came out of a change in how it measures employees. So, you know, traditionally, employees got an annual performance review, and they would also get an annual raise. And these things were on a once-a-year cycle. You know, you'd review how you did during the past year, and then you would get a raise that kind of matched your performance. And DE in recent years has kind of blown up how it does the performance review part. Instead of doing a once-a-year review, they do pretty much continuous performance management using like a mobile app. And so given that they've changed how they do performance reviews, they're also thinking, gosh, you know, maybe we should look at how we're doing pay. And instead of this once-a-year pay cycle, maybe we should think about doing either more frequent bonuses or kind of just change the way that we are, that we're doing this and not be so stuck on this annual raise cycle. So GE is looking at this. They do a lot of internal experiments to test out different pay systems, test out different HR systems. And so right now they're just starting to embark on a process where they're going to test out different pay systems. And it will be really interesting to see what some of those results are.
Any other alternatives besides bonuses and or variable pay?
Yeah, so what a number of companies, in, especially in Silicon Valley, are doing are really just saying to employees, you know what, you're not entitled to an annual raise. Like, we're not saying we're not going to give it to you, but you can't come in here with the expectation that year over year in lockstep, you're going to get an annual raise. So what one company that I interviewed does is they say, you know, we're going to pay you fairly. We're going to pay you at or maybe a little bit above market. And we're going to monitor that pay every month or every quarter and see, you know, if market rates go up, we'll give you a raise. If your performance is super extraordinary, we'll give you either a raise or a bonus. But we're not going to guarantee this annual raise process. We're just going to say we're going to pay you fairly and keep our eye on that. And, you know, that seems to work with this company and some other companies that do a similar structure. So it's sort of getting rid of this expectation that employees are kind of entitled to an annual raise.
Okay, so far we've really been talking about a handful of companies. Do you see a trend here? Is this going to catch on in a wider way?
Yeah, so that's a really, really good question. So it certainly is a trend, but a small one. I mean, the reality is about 95% of companies currently give out annual raises, and of those companies, about 90% of employees in those companies will get a raise. So the vast majority of companies still are on this annual raise cycle, and this comes from multiple surveys. Right now, there, as a lot of pay consultants told me, you know, there's a lot more talk than action. Even though unions are not as powerful as they once were, you know, companies that are unionized often have a annual pay raise kind of baked into a contract, so that, yeah, you know, is something that's probably not going to go away soon. So, you know, there are definitely a lot of issues. I do think this is a direction that companies are certainly starting to think about, especially as performance reviews have changed so dramatically in recent years. I think pay is sort of the next thing to go or to change, but it's a slow process. You know, messing with employees' pay is a very, very sensitive issue, and companies are pretty risk-averse to doing that.
Absolutely. Rachel Emma Silverman of The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.